This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. The summer cricket season is almost upon us. The Kent County teams start their campaign on Friday, the 5th of April. They're playing a four-day game against Somerset at Canterbury. Kent have appointed a new club captain. He's Daniel Bell Drummond, who learnt his cricket at Catford in the far west of the county. I've been speaking to Daniel, and I asked first for his reaction to being named club captain, leading the team in four-day matches.
Yeah, I was overjoyed. I've been here for a long time now, so it's a real honour to be able to lead the club and be the club captain.
And what was the reaction of your family to it?
Yeah, they're extremely proud, very happy, especially my parents. Yeah, it just ended off an extremely good year for me personally.
Remind us how important your family were engaging you in cricket in the first place.
Yeah, they're everything. Both my mum and dad, but my dad played a bit of cricket himself. I was always following him to games and he's driven me every part of England. I know every bit of England because of him and the different youth games I played all over the country. Yeah, there was some tough times, sort of no real half terms, just straight to Loughborough for camps, didn't see daylight, just little things like that when you make it to the top. And hopefully I can still play for England, that's still one of my dreams, but I'm very happy with how my career's gone so far, and that's full credit to my family.
So what is it about the sport of cricket that holds you to all that dedication?
It's a good question. Obviously my parents being Caribbean background, Jamaican, so they're very passionate, and then it was a way for me to enjoy school. I can't say I was the most keen in school, but no, it was just a way for me. I just enjoyed it so much, watching cricket, playing it, talking it as a kid. And it was kind of a sense of purpose for me. And yeah, being able to make new friends, do new things, travel the world playing cricket. I have to give everything I have to cricket. It's given me so much. So no doubt I'll continue to do that.
Now, Kent did struggle last year, but they've got some good new signings. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, really excited. Wes Agar's obviously coming back, so looking forward to having him.
And there's another Australian as well.
Xavier Bartlett, yeah. So Xavier, he's had an excellent season in Australia. He's made his debut for Australia, got man of the series in that series against West Indies in the 50-over team. So he's coming here with full of confidence. He's been in some good form with the bat as well. So, no, we're really looking forward to having him over. And hopefully he can take a lot of wickets for us.
And you were brought up in an era when Kent did play across the county. So I come from Tunbridge Wells, and it's quite a long way to get to Kent's matches. Do you regret the fact that Kent basically are based in Canterbury for most of the first team games?
Yeah, I'd love to play all around the county, to be honest. There's reasons for everything, so I'm not sure what exactly they are, but no doubt the club is still trying to look into it, and I really enjoy playing at Tunbridge Wells. That was one of my favourite weeks of the season. It's a lovely bat and wicket as well, but the fans in general that come out, it just opens it up to a different part of the county. And like you say, it's a long journey from here. It's such a massive county.
And what would you say to people wondering whether to come to Canterbury at the course of this summer?
Yeah, you have to come. It's a no-brainer. But in all seriousness, I think it's a family vibe, it's a family team we've got. There's a real sense of unity. Even though we're one of the biggest counties, it feels like everyone knows everyone, from sponsors to fans to stakeholders. So, no, I genuinely think that people who feel a sense of purpose and a sense of identity behind their county want to come out, they should come out and support us. We're not the richest team in the division, and I'm sure we won't be going forwards, but that makes it even sweeter when we do win and we are successful.
And what would you say your style of captaincy will be now that you've taken over?
I like to think quite adaptable, very positive captain. I like to lead from the front, but in my own way, try and score as many runs as possible. And yeah, I like to put an arm around the guys if they're struggling, or give them a kick if they need it. I've seen a lot. This is my 14th year, I think, being a professional. I've got a lot of experience to draw on. I've got some great senior players. So no, quite adaptable, I'd like to think.
Kent Cricket's club captain, Daniel Bell Drummond. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.